how do you, in your own head, have come to, let's say, reconcile those two sides? The side that's mystical or fascinated by these questions of the soul or the things that are beyond reason and the intuition and the way that you relate to reason, at least as it's it sort of expressed through a certain kind of skepticism and a certain kind of love of science.
Well, I think I still believe what the angel told Descartes, which is, you know, nature is understood through the coordination of measurement and proportion. So really, nature is the study of proportion and the making of measurement. And there doesn't seem to be any problem in any... We have very powerful instruments for taking measurements and very powerful instruments now for modeling and constraining the data. And we're making progress. I mean, I think, you know, in terms of stuff like the internet, human longevity, recovery of energy sources and all this sort of thing, that humanity is probably in great shape for the next 100 years, if anybody gives a shit, but that kind of time scale. You know.
So you're not as sort of overwhelmed with a kind of dystopian scenario, which is obviously an easy thing to do when contemplating the future?
Yeah, I think that dystopian in the sense of losing control of primary processes inside civilization and so having like disease, fascism, economic breakdown, problems like that.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty high faith in systemics.